This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent vs. Andrew J. Cooper, Defendant Appellant, decided August 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent. V. Number, SD38188, Andrew J. Cooper, filed August 29, 2025, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Butler County. The Honorable Michael M. Pritchett, Judge affirmed Andrew J. Cooper, appeals his conviction for armed criminal action following a jury trial in the Circuit Court of Butler County, Trial Court. He raises a single point on appeal, in which he argues that the trial court erred in submitting an instruction to the jury on the armed criminal action charge because it may not be submitted with the underlying felony of involuntary manslaughter in the first degree. Because Cooper's claimed error is not preserved and we decline to review for plain error, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. 2. Factual history and procedural background. Following a traffic accident which caused AC's victim's death and multiple injuries to victim's husband, Cooper was charged by amended felony information with 6 offenses, the Class C felony of involuntary manslaughter in the first degree, count Y, felony armed criminal action, count 2, the Class B felony of driving while intoxicated, count the 3, and 3 counts of the Class D felony of driving while intoxicated, counts R6. 1. The evidence adduced at trial showed the following. On February 29, 2020, shortly after 9 p.m., victim and her husband were driving home when they were struck by Cooper's Dodge Hellcat at a T-intersection at Columbine and Salcedo Roads in Sykeston, Missouri. The intersection had stop signs at all 3 sides. At about 1 second before the crash, Cooper accelerated his vehicle to 90 mph, 107 feet from impact with victim's vehicle. Cooper failed to heed the stop sign prior to entering the intersection before crashing into victim's vehicle. As a result of the collision, victim died and her husband sustained multiple injuries, including 2 fractured vertebrae, a fractured pelvis, and nerve damage to his knee. At the instructions conference, the trial court, apparently referencing prior discussions with counsel off the record, had the following exchange with defense counsel. Trial court and defense counsel, I just want to acknowledge on the record that you don't believe any of these verdict directors should be submitted for the jury's consideration with regard to any of the counts, correct? Defense counsel, correct, Your Honor. 1. See sections 565.024, 571.015, and 577.010, Resmo Sup, 2017, respectively. All references to statutes are to RESMO 2016, including changes effective January 1, 2017, unless otherwise specified. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2025. 3. Further addressing defense counsel's self-described general objection, the trial court subsequently confirmed, I'm going to show that general objection with regard to every verdict director that's being submitted today. The defendant objects to those counts being submitted to the jury at all, so all that I'm confirming now is the form of those verdict directors. Finally, at the conclusion of the instructions conference, the following exchange occurred. Trial court. Do you have any objections to the instructions that we've compiled today to be submitted to the jury? Prosecutor? Prosecutor. No, Your Honor. Trial court. Defense counsel. Anything other than the verdict directors being submitted? Defense counsel. Other than what we just said on the record? No. Accordingly, the record before us does not show that Cooper's defense counsel raised any specific objection at trial to instruction number 8, the verdict directing instruction for armed criminal action that Cooper now challenges on appeal. Said verdict director instructed the jury as follows. As to count 2, if you find and believe from the evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, first, that Cooper is guilty of the offense of involuntary manslaughter in the first degree, as submitted in instruction number 7, and second, that Cooper committed that offense by or with or through the knowing use or assistance of sick aid of a dangerous instrument, then you will find Cooper guilty under count 2 of armed criminal action. However, unless you find and believe from the evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, each and all of these propositions, you must find Cooper not guilty of that offense. 4. Following jury deliberations, Cooper was found guilty of